We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
It is the 15-minute morning show podcast. We got a room full today. We've got guests. We have Vianney, who is in from Tanzania, right off safari.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been doing safaris?
16 years now.
What? Ever been hit by a paw?
No, nothing.
Okay, well. Also, back from college, Spencer is here.
What up?
From university.
What's going on?
Well, we're going to try to talk your mom into taking you on safari.
What?
I would love to go on safari.
There you go.
Yeah, no need to miss.
Who wouldn't? And, of course, Phil Siciliano.
Oh, you got it right.
Yeah.
Is here.
Nice.
The of course, wedding photographer to the stars.
That's me. Hi.
We have a bond between these three guests. Can you guess what it is? What is the connection?
I don't know.
Photography.
Oh.
Well, your son isn't really into photography.
Yeah, I was like, he's not into photography. I'm like, what?
But he could be there to watch the photography.
Yeah.
So, you know, Vianney has really done a great job in self-teaching photography, wildlife photography, because he's out there. He sees everything. And so shooting a bride and groom, that's wildlife as well, in a way.
Might as well be on safari doing that.
Exactly. So, I mean, we need to take you on safari to get some shots of crazy animals.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I mean, you'd be good at that.
Oh, yeah. I'd love it. I just don't want to get mauled, because I'd want to
get
so close.
You're not going to get mauled. The thing about wedding photography, the best wedding photography, is not the pictures that are posed. It's the catching the candid photos when they're not paying attention. Mm-hmm. But with animals, it's nothing but candid. They're not looking at you. They're looking at what they're doing, right? Like eating another animal or whatever.
Yeah, so with the animal is, you just have that one moment and you need to capture it. So, you know, you have to first understand their behavior. And then, you know, you're like staring at them all the time through that lens to wait for that particular moment that you want. And you have it for like 2 to 3 seconds. And the good thing is, or the bad thing is, you don't have any lights or anything, like, you know, or any way of telling that animal you can pose like here or there or do that. So you have really to be aware of what you want to do and the surrounding and your camera as well. You have to know your camera very well. And then wait for the moment and then take the moment.
It's not like at home with my cat Fred where I go, Fred!
No,
Fred!
Not the same.
Look over here, Fred!
No, but, not the same.
But look at the parallels, because when you're shooting a wedding, you've done so many, you know, you kind of anticipate what they're going to do next and how they're going to act. So you know when to like get the shot.
So the way he just described photographing animals, it's the same concept for people.
It is.
He could be an amazing wedding photographer just based on what he just said.
Right? How's that?
Because he said it's like you have to focus on a wild animal and you only have a split second to capture their moment. And it's exactly like that on a wedding day. Yeah. Because these brides, these grooms, you can't explain what their next move's going to be. Because alcohol's involved and there's all these different...
Nerves.
I mean, you name it. There's so many different things that are going on that I've actually started doing what's called zone focusing. It's a technique that's used in street photography. So it's almost like you don't even know I'm going to take the picture. You just click and you move. Because there's just so much spontaneity that happens on a wedding day that I want to catch it instantly. Rather than saying, okay, go stand over there and let me get you looking at me this way. I just want that real moment. So when you look at it, you see what happened at that instant.
Well, see, at a wedding, I mean, the best photographers, in my opinion, are the ones that are invisible. You don't know they're there. But you're in the background just capturing things. It's the same exact thing on the Serengeti. They're not going to pose. They're not going to take direction at all.
Yeah. For example, like Alex, you know, he's got his small camera that he comes on safari with. And, you know, sometimes he takes pictures and, you know, he does not really know what he took. When he gets back home, he's going through them and it's like, wow, I didn't know I got that moment. You know, it's like it's a split of seconds and you have to click and get it, you know. And, you know, you have, as he said, when you want to capture that moment, to freeze that moment, you have to be quick and you have to shoot, you know. When I'm shooting with the new cameras nowadays, you have 30 frames per second or 50 frames per second. So that is 50 pictures that you clicked per second, you know. And after that, when you go through them, it's when now you pick the best that you like to post outside.
Gandhi is joining us.
Hello.
We're talking about the parallels between wedding photography and wildlife photography.
Oh, what are they? Start all over.
And also, of course, Spenny's back from university.
Yeah.
So we're trying to make these three guests make sense together.
What about if we start talking about college Snapchat photography?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bit of that. I mean, you know, it's not as professional, but hey, I guess I guess so, man. I've been doing a couple of, you know, recordings or media for my school.
Right.
Like, through on somebody that's on my Instagram, but for the school and for the team like that I play for, I've been doing a bunch of like interviews and stuff like that. So I don't know, I guess.
He did. He just did a brand new day in the life where they interview him for his entire day and what's going on. He didn't shoot it, but somebody shot it of him. So
and cameras involved, I guess. I don't know.
So you're the model that they shoot. Yeah.
So what if we did a camp? We need to do a camp for like 50 people. Mm-hmm. That's too big.
How much would that cost us?
It would just be a lot.
That's going to
be a lot.
So all of us, our families, and our photographer and his family.
Yeah.
And we all go to the Serengeti and do our show on the...
That'd be amazing.
I'm down.
Who's paying? We got to get a sponsor for this.
Yeah. We do. I think we all have to start our OnlyFans pages. This is how we afford to go over there.
If we start squishing things with our feet, we're going to make lots of money.
Done.
There you go.
Yep.
Maybe we get a camera company to sponsor it.
There you go.
Oh, that's good.
We'll get working on that.
Come on, Phil.
But you know, I think of what you said earlier, Gandhi, how great it would be to take your entire family, your mom, your dad, and your sister and everyone on safari. And, of course, Danielle, you and Sheldon.
Yeah, Spencer and Preston.
Spenny and Preston.
Yeah.
It is a family thing. Or with friends. I can see a bunch of girlfriends going together on safari.
Yes, at the moment, I'm working on a friends trip that there will be 5 of them. Four girls and one boy, and it's fun planning it. You know, it's lots of fun planning it because they're all fun, and you know exactly that, you know, it's going to be a fun trip. So they're doing Kili, and then after Kili, after the climb, we go do the safari.
Hey, have you ever had someone on a safari that was such an ass that you wanted to throw them to the lions?
Not really.
No?
Most of the people behave.
Oh, that's
good. Well, yeah. You have to, or you're going to die.
I guess, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Have you been on safari, Phil?
I haven't. I would love to go on safari.
It's something
one
everyone
day.
Should do.
Especially, I mean, put aside the animals. I've seen some of the sunsets and the landscape photography that's done there, and it blows my mind.
I'll tell you this. To see a sunset on the Serengeti, I've never seen anything like it. You feel like you're on another planet because the sun is as big as the entire scope of what you can see.
Yeah.
I mean,
I want to be inside the Lion King.
It is very inside the Lion King.
Very much so.
Well, so there you go. So we figured out a plan. We're taking the show on the road.
Yeah, let's go.
Scary, can you produce?
On the road with you, right?
Yes.
Oh, no, yeah. Stay, you have I to stay back and run the
no,
board.
No, I thought that's what he meant. I'm like, you could stay back here.
You could run the board here in New York.
No, I'm going to be hanging out. I want to be part of it.
I cannot even imagine Scary in the Serengeti.
Immediate
sunburn.
What would he fall on? Which animal?
A baby lion.
No. I'd be very careful and very respectable.
That's got a ring to it.
Actually, that is funny.
Serengeti Scary.
Last year, I had the family of 16. And we are driving in the Serengeti, and we go to these kopis. Kopis are rock outcrops that comes from the ground. And we sat there, and one of them said, "Oh, this will be a good place for the morning show to come and broadcast from."
Oh, like, they found a spot for us.
Yeah, we already have a studio ready to go.
Cool. Yeah, you know.
And the Wi-Fi is good over there, I'm sure.
Yeah, because you can sit there and see the Serengeti for as far as your eyes can see.
Would we mount the satellite on the top of a giraffe? Like to just get the height.
Okay.
A lot of connection because this giraffe will be walking. But, you know, we have companies that can supply connection. And
I was kidding. No, we're going to find a way to mount a satellite dish on a giraffe.
This is a visual of an antenna on top of a giraffe's head. Because we're
broadcasting to have antennas, actually. So here's what saddens me, though, Gandhi, is you really, there's not one animal you should touch. No, you should not touch anything.
I know I shouldn't.
And you can't. Or you'll
just
you
a nice
die.
Little pet.
You can't.
I'm telling you, they can feel my vibes.
If she was to do that, do you say your safari's done and you bring her back to the?
You know, that is a life threatening thing. We have had people doing it actually.
Yeah.
Wow. But it's a life threatening thing because for you to be able to touch that lion, that means or that animal. That means you have to have part of your body outside the vehicle. So if that animal reacts, these animals are very quick, more than what we think.
Oh, yeah.
If that animal reacts within a second, you might be, you know, in a very big mess.
You're being eaten.
So we you know, we always tell people they are friendly, but they are very deadly when, you know, they're not respected.
Mm. They're very unpredictable.
Yeah. I would be respectful.
No, I'm not even taking... You know what?
She's not going.
I'm calling ahead. You're not... Africa will not allow you now.
Rude.
Okay, so Phil, let's talk about the documentary. It's available right now to view. It's on your Instagram page.
It's on my Instagram page. It's called Stay Still.
Right.
It's by a very talented cinematographer and friend. His name is Chris Antice. It was his idea. And it was born last week. It just came out. It's so fresh that this is the first place I'm really announcing it. So it's out there. It's in the wild, no pun intended. And it shows you what it is for us and what we go through as photographers and the humble side to it, I guess you could say.
Well, good. But there's got to be an exciting side too because you're dealing with a day of emotion and of passion and people being just nuts and out of their minds and freaking out, and you've got to calm them down or what? Die.
It's kind of like being a doctor in an emergency room where you're there and you're in panic mode, but they know what to do because you're the professional and you're there to calm them down and do it the right way. But chaos erupts left and right every single weekend.
The emergency room.
Yeah.
So it's called Stay Still.
Yes.
If you go to Philip_Siciliano.
Siciliano. You got
_.
Nice.
No, just Philip_Siciliano.
Oh, there's nothing after the... There's another...
Yeah.
Okay. So, I also put it at Radio Danielle Monaro on my Insta story, so you can click the link there, too.
Right.
If it's easier than spelling Siciliano.
It's Sicily and then Anano.
It's a very heartwarming...
And it's 12 minutes long.
It's
worth a watch.
It keeps your attention.
Do you know what will tie all of this together? What does tie all of this together?
What?
So my sister got married at the Columbus Zoo in the heart of Africa. So wedding photographer in the heart of Africa. And guess what? We could touch the animals. It was great. I fed a giraffe. I touched a wall.
If you only just visit petting zoos, we're good.
Zoo, not safari.
And if you want to get in touch with VNA, I'm telling you right now, get in touch with VNA. If you DM him on Instagram, there is a way you will find a way to get to the Serengeti and go on safari.
Yeah.
And if you want to link over, simply go to Elvis Duran Show on Instagram, and we have it all up there for you.
Yeah. And also, for those who comes with their cameras and it's the first time using them, I always offer them free lessons on how to use their cameras, the settings, and how to capture the moments.
So you don't come on safari just with my cell phone. I gotta get
you
a
can
camera.
You can come with your cell phone.
They work just fine.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. You can come. You know, there are people who wants to capture the moments in a bigger scope, so they bring their tele, you know, zooming lenses and everything. So, and most of them, or some of them, it's the first time they bought it or they rented it.
Oh yeah.
So you know, when they come out there, everything is new. So I always give them hints on how to use them.
Just remember, it's not about the camera you use; it's about how you use it.
That's what I was told.
Amen.
Oh my gosh!
Life's lessons applied.
We'll leave it right there.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining our very awkward.
Sorry,
very,
Spencer.
Very awkward podcast. But VNA and Spencer and Phil, thank you guys for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.